Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am Waiver Wire Queen. Today we are going to drop them gems. It is crunch time. You may be in the championship round coming up, or you just may be extended to the next round. Well, guess what? We're going to give you the best players you should add via the waiver wire and some players you should play based on their schedule. We're going to talk about the NBA schedule this upcoming week, because this is very important, because a lot of leagues are in the championship round. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, and if you enjoy listening to the podcast, we are out here in these fantasy basketball streets on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here bringing you nothing but the best in fantasy basketball. Let's jump right into it. So let's just talk about the NBA schedule, because that is obviously important because it's late in the season. You may want to really think about some teams that are already in the playoffs, and they may want to rest some of their top players, or some teams that are going nowhere and they have some star players who have been dealing with injuries throughout the season and they're going to shut them down. Sacramento is a team to look closely at. Is Fox going to play the rest of the way? He has been in and out of the lineup with some injuries. So that's something you want to look at. And also a team like the Suns. I know Chris Paul came back the other night, but no one's catching the Suns for the number one spot in the NBA. So towards the end of the season, maybe some games next week, they may want to rest him. They may think about resting some of their guys. And they may just be a little bit cautious with Chris Paul. So kind of look at that situation. The Cavs have 5 games this upcoming week, which is very, very good for people who have Cavs players. Top Cavs players, look, I know there are some players who are getting some minutes, but they're not producing. So I don't care if they have 5 games. I'm staying away from players who may have 5 games, but they're not producing. So some players on the Cavs you should be checking for, and if you have them, you should be starting. Obviously, Kevin Love, whether he is on waivers or on your team, he's getting the minutes and he is producing. We want players who produce opportunity and production. We don't want people who have opportunity, but they're not producing. So again, keep that in mind with the Cavs, who have the most games coming up this week. So again, Kevin Love, Lauri Markkanen is producing, obviously. Lamar Stevens, he's producing, but kind of watch for that and be careful, because Kevin Love looks like he's snatching up some of those minutes. And it's nothing wrong with that, because the Cavs are a playoff team. Shocking. Early on this season, yes. Right now, no. They are in the playoffs. Obviously, if Garland is going to go, you want to start him. I would recommend LeVert, but he hasn't produced the last 3 games. So obviously, he's one of your guys, so you're going to start him. But just monitor that. If he's not playing well, then you definitely have to look elsewhere, because the last 3 games, it was some duds in fantasy, and he probably hurt your team. So even though he has 5 games, I don't care who the hell it is. You got 5 games, and you're not producing, and you're one of my guys, I'm going to look for someone who's going to produce. This is a championship, okay? We trying to win out here in these fantasy basketball streets, so keep that in mind. There's some teams that don't have a lot of games coming up this week. 7 teams, only 3 games, so you have to be careful with that. You got the Brooklyn Nets, Charlotte. So when you think about BK, you think about Kyrie. Oh, y'all, Kyrie playing back at home now. Woo! So you definitely don't have to worry about that. But of course, it comes with only 3 games coming up this week. But nonetheless, you got to worry about Kyrie, KD. You got to worry about Bruce Brown, who's been playing well. And you just got to monitor that situation. Obviously, any game they play, you definitely start them, but you have to have a backup plan, because you don't want to be the guy who has most of the players who are only playing like 3 games next week, and then your opponent, say in the championship round, has all the Cavs. You know, that's going to be hard. So that's why you have to be careful and work the waiver wire. Charlotte, so you got to think about LaMelo Ball. Yes, that's very important. Miles Bridges. Then you got Memphis. Obviously, with Memphis, you know, they're just trying to make sure their guy, Ja, is ready for the postseason, hopefully. You know, he hasn't played in almost 2 weeks, okay? I had him in a league. Obviously, I got bumped out. He hasn't played. I didn't have him the last round for the most part. So you have to look at other players who can help you. And also, again, they only have three games. But there are some players who have been playing well. I mentioned last week, the player who would benefit the most would be Desmond Bain. And he has. He slid into the lead guard role a few games last week. And he played very well. And he helped your team. On the other hand, he could have had more points, but they were blowing the teams out, so you may have gotten in the mid to high 30s, which is still really good. So Bane is the player I would want the most and trust the most out of those guards. Then you have Milton. You got to look at what he's been doing. Hasn't been that great as of late. Jones, he's the guy who's starting, but he is up and down. Regardless of him getting the minutes, he's up and down, so you got to be careful and look at that as well. And there are some other guys who are getting opportunity, but they're not producing. And again, I don't care if you have a lot of games. I don't want people who don't produce. But again, they only have three, so you definitely have to monitor that situation. You got the Timberwolves, obviously. Got to check for their top guys. The Pelicans, another team, only three games. The Suns, and again, you got to realize they have some top players who have produced throughout the season in fantasy, and Paul coming back, but they only have three games. And then also Utah. So there's only two players I truly trust on Utah to produce, and one of them has been very inconsistent, and for the most part since he returned from injuries, but we're not going to that. And then all the other teams in the NBA, all my other teams in the NBA, they only have four games, which is really good. However, that's decent. Better than three, okay? And then you have some days where you're looking at the schedule and it's loaded with games, you know? It's a lot of games on Monday, and Monday's one of the normal days. Tuesday has more games than what we would normally see. Wednesday is loaded with games. Thursday has a few more games than we normally would see. And then Friday, back to the norm. Saturday, not a lot of games, but a few. And then Sunday, more games than I would have expected on a Sunday. So again, monitor those situations and check the schedule. Don't just start a player or pick up someone who may not be available. Because if you're in a league and you're picking players based on, you know, the waiver priority, or if you're using your bucks on them, or if you have a limit on how many transactions you can make in a week, you have to be careful, because those transactions are very, very important. But let's talk about the players who I feel you definitely should be checking for. I've been talking about Trey Mann since a few weeks ago, and he had that moment where he kind of fell off a little bit, but he's back on. He's back in the building, and I think he's going to be very good for the rest of the way. So if you're in the championship this week, definitely a player you should be checking for. If you're in the championship next week, that's the problem, because there ain't gonna be a lot of games next week. So we're hoping that this is it. This is it. So even if you are still playing this week, and this is considered what, week 22 for Yahoo, and in the NBA, it's what, week 23, I believe, you can still utilize some of these players to help you finish off this week and possibly move towards the championship round. So with Trey Mann, again, I do believe he's going to be that dude for the remainder of the season. So he's a player that you should be checking for. If you haven't already done so, you need to pick him up. I've been talking about him again the last few weeks, talking about him last week. I'm gonna talk about him every week, because it is very important. It's imperative that you pick him up, okay? He's only rostered in 36% of Yahoo leagues, which means he's still available. It should be higher. He's been on a tear lately. Shooting percentages, not that great. We don't care right now. We're looking for points if you're in a points-based league. And if you are in a categories-based league, you know that he's going to get you the points, but you just got to understand that 3-point percentage is not going to be that great. So you may want to look elsewhere for 3-point percentage if that is a category and you're looking for something else, but he can still help you in other areas. On a season, he averages 10.2 points per game, a little over 2 rebounds per game. And again, he's playing very well. Again, opportunity, and he's producing. We want anyone who has the opportunity and they produce. We're not only looking for opportunity, because sometimes people don't produce with opportunity, but then you have those guys who are out here producing and we're like, yes, great ad. He has 4 games, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. A lot of teams have games Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Okay? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. A lot of teams have the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday schedule, and then some have the back-to-back Friday, Saturday. You know, they have... This schedule is crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Let's talk about another player who has been playing very well, and he's making the most of his opportunity, because he wasn't even on a damn roster a few weeks ago. You know, he was one of those guys who's just on those 10-day contracts. Opportunity comes knocking, and guess what? He's producing. So what do? We pick up the players who have the opportunity and they are producing, because they're going to help you win your league. Drew Eubanks. That's right. Pick him up, pick him up, pick him up. He's playing the forward in the center spot, rostered at 47-48% in Yahoo leagues. And he has been playing very well. I'm not even going to talk about his season stats, because that means nothing, because he is obviously seeing the opportunity. So over the last week, he's averaging over 14 points, 7.5, almost 8 rebounds per game. If you can find that kind of production on waivers, you want that player forward / center. So he has the opportunity to be flexible. He can play the forward spot for you or the center spot. So you want players who can do a lot and they are flexible, and he's going to score and rebound the ball, and he's going to shoot a solid percentage from the field. It's 4 games next week, and we want a player like that on our side, because the Trailblazers ain't going nowhere, so they need to just gonna let him keep on playing. And as long as he's producing, we want him on our side. Let's talk about someone else on the Portland Trailblazers. We're not just keeping it the Trailblazers, all right? Trendon Watford has been playing very well as well. He's rostered over 58%, probably increased since I researched these stats. And again, producing. We want players who produce, and he shoots a solid percentage from the field. He knows his role, and he stays right up on in that area where he needs to be shooting at, right? Over the last week, 14.3 points, 6.2 rebounds, 1 block per game. Very, very good stats. Again, shoots the ball pretty darn well, too. So, points-based, categories-based, he's going to produce for your team, so you have no worries. And again, he's playing 4 games this upcoming week, so he's a player that you definitely should be checking for, because again, he's been given an opportunity, and what is he doing, y'all? He's producing out here in these fantasy basketball streets for us, and that's what we want. We want players to produce. So don't wait for your opponent to pick him up and then use him to beat you in the championship round. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to win, so pick him up. Either one of these guys is going to help your team. If you can pick both of them up, cool. Because again, with Drew, he's playing forward / center spot. And you can slot him, say, in the center spot. And then with Trendon, slot him in the forward spot. So now you have two guys who has been playing very well and going to get you, at least in a points-based league, 30 apiece. Maybe even a little more in some nights. So definitely check for them. Let's talk about Davion Mitchell out here in his fantasy basketball streets. Y'all, I'm trying to rap out here for y'all. I'm trying to get y'all motivated. It's championship time. Pick Mitchell up. Playing very well as of late. He's playing in replace of Fox. Fox, again, in and out of the lineup. Mitchell played well early on in the season when Fox was out of the lineup. So what do you want to do? You want to pick him up, because if you have Fox and say they shut Fox down this season, what are you going to do? You know, going to pick his backup up if he's playing very well. And this young man is playing very well, so we want him on our side. Anybody producing, we want on our side. So pick him up. He plays the guard spot. He's rostered over 32% of Yahoo leagues. Season averages 10.5 points per game, 2 rebounds, 3.4 assists. Over the last week, he's given you a little over 19 points per game, which is very good. 4 games coming up this week. The thing to keep in mind with him, he's going to score the ball. That's what you need to focus on. If you're looking for him to produce at a high rate in other categories, it's really not going to happen. But he will score the ball for your team. So if you're looking for that scoring guard and you have Fox, snatch up Mitchell, because Right now with Fox, there seems to be some uncertainty in and out of the lineup. We want somebody who's going to be there. And again, this is championship time. It's crunch time. And we don't care who's going to win it for us. Just bring it on home. That's what we're talking about. Let's talk about Emmanuel Quickly, who has been lighting it up as of late, y'all. Lighting it up. And he's on the Knicks. And that's one of the teams I was saying they have the back-to-back game. So they have Saturday and Sunday, which may be good because he can help you in the week. Help you in the week, guys. Again, it doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. You may not start off as strong at the beginning of the week, but you can pick it up. Just look at that schedule and make sure you have players available and ready to play for you. And I say every day, let's not just keep it at, I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. No, make sure you have players available every single day. There's no reason to not have someone in your starting lineup every day. 7 days, y'all, because they have games scheduled 7 days this week. So make sure you take advantage of that. And let's get back to Quickly. Guard with the Knicks. Very, very good young player. Tibbs is finally showing this young man some love. Had some moments where I would say his production wasn't as great, but it was still solid. So if you were able to pick him up, kudos to you. And hopefully you held on to him. He's rostered in 49% of Yahoo leagues. He's going to average between 17 and 18 fantasy points on the season. But right now, with more opportunity, that has increased slightly. And again, this young man is going to do a little bit of everything. He's going to score the ball. He plays good defense. He's going to rebound the ball. Pick him up. Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday games. So a lot of the players I talked about earlier, they don't have a Saturday game, but a player like Quickly does. So you have someone in that lineup. Do not go a day without having someone in your lineup to play and help your team win. Let's get ready to talk about some other players we are going to consider adding, because some of these guys are definitely great options for you in fantasy basketball. I'm telling you guys, this is a big, big, big week. And you just gotta be prepared. Gotta stay ready. So here are my other players. Darius Bazley. Yes, we have so many good players that you definitely should be checking for. Marvin Bagley. Terrence Mann. Chuma Okiki. Dante DiVincenzo. And also with him, if the Kings are resting some of their other guys to see what some of these younger players have, definitely check for him. Guga Bitazzi. Woo, these are some names, y'all. Onyeka Okongwu. And I say him because, one, Collins is out. You know, he's not starting, but he's still able to produce again as a backup. And with Gallinari in and out of the lineup, you know, it's hard to rely on him. So he's a player you definitely should check for. And Atlanta may try to rest some of their players if they feel like, hey, this is the level where we're going to be at. We're not going to be able to make any more moves up the Eastern Conference standing. So let's give him more opportunity. Mason Plumlee, just keep in mind, he's only playing 3 games next week. Trey Lyles, again, with the Kings. Some players are out. Sabonis is still out. Had him. He's out. Alec Burks has been playing well as of late, but also keep in mind with him, you got to think about the fact that he may be in and out of the mix too. Again, he's been more consistent recently, but they have so many players that play the same position, which is ridiculous. I got Kevin Love here. Again, talked about him earlier. Kevin Love played a forward slash center spot 5 games this week. If you can get Kevin Love off waivers, pick him up. If he's available, pick him up. 5 games is a lot, and he has opportunity. And when Kevin Love plays, he produces. He's going to score the ball and rebound the ball for you. Bruce Brown only has 3 games this week, but he's been playing very, very well. So you definitely should check for him. Don't sleep on him. Been playing very well. Justice Winslow is back. Jones, again, I talked about him starting in replace of Ja. But at the end of the day, the player that I want the most is Desmond Bane, which is very hard to pick him up because he's not available on waivers. But if you have him, you know that he's going to see an increase in his stats, pretty much. Obi Toppin may see some more minutes because the Knicks, let's just face it, they ain't going nowhere. So they need to let the young players play and really start letting this kid play. You drafted him over drafting a point guard, which you should have went with the point guard, Cole. But I'm not going to say nothing about that. But nonetheless, let the young man play and see what he has. Brooke Love is back. Brooke Lopez is back. Has been sort of good, guys. He's been good in the limited minutes. And you know what? With Lopez, he's going to rebound the ball. He's going to shoot a solid percentage from threes. But again, he's one of the players that's lower on this list. There are players who have more opportunity in producing more, but he's a player you definitely check for. And also, I have Chris Dunn again. All right, y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And again, if you enjoy listening to the podcast, check us out on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Also, leave some comments and let me know what players you're consider adding. Let me know how far you have advanced in the playoffs and if you are in the championship round. And let us know if we got it right on some of the players we recommended that you added this week. Have a great weekend. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.